But you know, it's a, you know, and I don't want to say sheker, so I won't miss it and don't send it to me.
Right.
Okay, so yesterday we discussed the following halacha. It was Shmuel said, a girl that accepts the Kedushin Shaloi L'das Oviyah needs get a miyan. And Karna said, huh? Why both? Im get lama miyan, im miyan lama get. So Rav, so the Gemara explains that we're doing this in order to avoid future problems. The reason she needs a get is the father might have agreed to the Kedushin. And if he agreed to the Kedushin, it becomes retroactive a Kedushin. Because we learned earlier that a Ketana can accept a Kedushin if the father wants it. And the reason she needs Miyan is because we're not sure he agreed to the Kedushin. And if we give a get, people will say, oh, she was married to him, and therefore if he's Mekadosh her sister, this, they don't need a get. It's not in marriage. So therefore, we need Miyan to let people know we're not sure. Now, I'm going to say, I don't know if I should do this or not.
Do it.
I should? You might regret it. Yesterday, I mentioned, there's a Shiloh. Can a girl do her own Kedushin rabbinically? Father dies, the mother or brother can do Kedushin. That's what it says everywhere.
What's that called?
Kedushin Ketana, Kedushin Drabanon. Right? That's what it's called. Now, can a girl do it herself? Some say yes. They bring a rye from this Gemara. She did it herself. Needs miyan. Others reject it and say the reason she needs miyan here is only so people shouldn't take the get seriously as 100%. Meaning, really, she needs nothing. She's a ketana on her own. But we're afraid the father agreed, so she needs a get. And once the father agreed and she needs a get, then people will think she was married to the guy and think that the Kedushin and the sister is no Kedushin. So we need Miyan to show that we're not sure the get was a get. Not because Be'etzem we're worried that a Ketanah's Kedushin requires Miyan. The Miyan is only an antidote to make sure that nobody worries, that nobody thinks that it was 100% marriage. Hope I'm explaining myself. Let me try to explain myself. What happens when Ketanah was the Scottish Lord of Sophia and her father is not alive? Therefore, there's no fear that the father agreed. He's not in this world. Would she need Miyan or not? If her mother is Mekadosher, if her brother is Mekadosher, she needs Miyan. But they're adults. Except biblically, they have no right to marry off their little sister or daughter. Came along to Rabbanon and gave them a right to marry off their sister or daughter. But what happens if the Ketana herself, the 10-year-old, no father around, accepted Kedushin? Would we require Miyan? Or would we say it doesn't even need Miyan, it's zero? So the question is, does this Gemara prove anything? Here you have a Ketanish and a Scottish Loy Ludasavia, and we are requiring Miyan. But the answer is, we're only requiring Miyan because she's getting a get. Because she's getting a get, and therefore people will think that the father 100% agreed, and therefore it was a biblical Kedushin. But we don't know that. We're afraid of that, but maybe not. So in order to impress the world of the maybe not, we require Miyan. That tells the world we're not sure it was a marriage. But let's say that wouldn't have been a factor, maybe we wouldn't need Miyan. Miyan is not necessary because of a fear of a rabbinic Kedushin. The Gemara says Miyan is only necessary because we don't want people walking away saying it was 100% marriage. The raya is, he gave a get. The get makes us require Miyan. Not the marriage, the get. Because this marriage requires get, maybe the father agreed. We don't want people thinking that it was 100% marriage. We have to let the world know that we don't know. So Miyan does that. But not because her Kedushin has any validity rabbinically.
That maybe the brother or mother did
marry her? Did? We know there's no evidence of that. They would be needed for that. We have Adam, this girl, in front of Adam, accepted her own Kedushin. She's 10 years old. She's 11 years old. She accepted her own Kedushin in front of Adam. And we now want to know what to do. Her father is alive and well. So Zuck Shmuel, we got a problem here. Her father might have agreed to the Kedushin. If he agreed to the Kedushin, it is a biblical marriage. So we say, you know what? You need a get. Now we got another problem, Shmuel says. If we need a get, the people on the street will say, oh, she was married biblically to the guy. That's what they'll say. They have a proof. We needed a get. Then if this guy goes and makes Kedushin to her sister, they'll laugh it off. It's his wife's sister. Kedushin's not chal. So we need Miyan. So the Miyan is not there necessarily because she did something. She has any... The Miyan is to counter the effect of having a get vis-a-vis the world. To let the world know that we're not sure whether this is a biblical marriage. She gets up and says, I'm out. She walks out of the house. That's what Mia looks like. Well, they hear it. The girl said Mia. She walked in and said, I'm out. She says it in front of Bezal. She says it in front of Adam. Spreads around. She throws a pot at him. And... Yes.
I confess, I have not looked up Seminary Parapet Suvis yet. And we never say.
Then it's 8th or 9th. Not the 7th.
Okay. The 8th and 9th. The question is, how does me and let anybody know?
Adam.
It has to be
from. Yes. Sorry? I don't know if it's Rishayna Morocco right now. But look, I'm just trying to say how they say this Gemara is not approved. Gemara says Tzricha Miyan. The answer is that Tzricha Miyan is not for its own sake, it's to counter the effect of the get. Again, I just mentioned that. Yes?
Is there any difference in there should have been forced by other mother being?
No. A mother and a brother have a rabbinic right to marry off their daughter's sister if there's no father around. If the father's around, what the mother or daughter does, a brother does, is worthless. And I didn't see anywhere that says we're afraid maybe the father agreed. I don't know why. I'm not sure. I never saw any, again, Vayre'inu Einaraya. I didn't see anybody say that if the mother married her off while the father was alive, we're afraid Shem and Yisrael to have the Kedushin. I didn't see it. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but I didn't see it. The father knew nothing about it. No, I didn't say a word about a shidduch yet. I'm going to get to it in a second.
Is there any reason an older sister who cares to sing or not have the ability to marry off her mother?
It's an interesting point you're making. Again, never saw anywhere, Marino and Araya, that an older sister can marry off her younger sister. It says, Ima Vachel. That's how it says. I don't know. I have no reason to say anything, but don't know.
Didn't say that.
Two. See, I could say that, or I could say that by and large, Begaris were married. So they were not, they were out of the household. They were not, but I have no right.
And what if they lived together?
The
Kikata did this. Did that change anything? Nothing.
Something about it. We'll start again. Last narrow line. Amar Rav Nachman Bahusha Shitchu. The only time we're afraid that the father might have agreed and made it be in Kedushin Zeraisa is if there was a shidduch. But if there was no shidduch, then you don't have to worry about anything.
So what did they do without his knowledge? After the shidduch?
Yes.
Without him knowing?
He made the shidduch. The shidduch was great. They served at the bar. It was beautiful. The cake was great. And then 4 weeks later, she accepted the kedushin of the father and no knowledge.
And that's not the right thing?
No. Maybe, maybe not. We don't know if he's in Sratza B'Kedushin. Might be a derisive if he's in Sratza B'Kedushin.
The reason to say not because they didn't
separate. No, the reason to say yes is because they did a shidduch.
Okay. So how would he not be not?
Because he didn't accept the Kedushin. I don't know. Shidduch doesn't lock him in.
Who was reigning between who?
Sorry, Rav Nachman just limited Shmuel's halacha to a case when the father had made a shidduch with this guy.
So he agreed.
Not now. He didn't agree for the act of kedushin. 6 months ago, they got engaged with the father's. His father found this boy for her that they're going to get married later.
That's not everything.
No, no kedushin, nothing. It's what we call engagement.
What
loses the most
engagement?
It doesn't
need
me or nothing.
Okay?
Correct.
No,
what he's asking is.
He can explain himself very well. I went to the Kabul that people can explain themselves.
No, I think also what he's asking is just an engagement has no bearing on anything.
It does for this.
Yeah, it does. Right. That's a statement.
It does for this. The fear of Shem and Isratza is only because they were engaged. That's what Rav Nachman is saying. Ulam Ravila Miyanein Etzricha. Ulam says that a girl that's a Scotchish Shloim Dasavia doesn't even need Miyan. Frank the Gemara, I forgot the Shidchu. Even after a Shidduch, he's not afraid Shem and Isratza have a Kedushin. Dr. Gemara, Mazda Masniha Le Masniha. Meaning, the one that says that Ula argues on Shmuel didn't learn that Shmuel holds you need a shidduch. Therefore, Ula argued. And the one that says Shidchu holds Ula doesn't argue on Shmuel. Ula was talking without a shidduch. Now, is he arguing on Shmuel? It depends. If you learn Shmuel's only with a shidduch, then Ula's not arguing on him. If you learn Ula's arguing on him, it's because Ula understood Shmuel meant even without a shidduch. So he argued on him. Rashi. Which is shidduch? How do I make sure he gets kishu shidduch by lavia kainim kedushin? Who's a shidduch? They can lusuk Hashem and Israel to kishu shama. But I will kedushin them afraid at kedushin retroactively. Fill a mien ain't a shidduch. Shei ma'isa ketana klum b'chai yavia. Ketana, whatever ketana does b'chai yavia, is nothing. But Tamei Gemara, fill a shidduch, I'm ulu dav mien ain't a shidduch. Even by shidduch, he says it means nothing. Mishali demasni holi masni ha. Man the masni puk to the ula the shmuel, the masni of the shmuel high perusha the parish where Rav Nachman. The one who said ula argues the shmuel did not understand shmuel like Rav Nachman did, that it's only by shidchu, which is shidchu. So it depends. At the end of the day, there's no machloikas. The way Rav Nachman understands it, there's no machloikas. Shidchu we are afraid, but shidchu we're not afraid. End of story. No argument. If you think Ula's arguing, it's because you didn't understand Shmuel like Rav Nachman. Ika demasti, ika de amri, amr Ula, that Ula was not going on Shmuel. Ula said an independent statement. Ketanish and iskatshe shalai l'das aviyah, afilamiyah nein etzricha, even shidchu. The second ika de amri holds, Ula holds, we're never afraid that the father agreed. Even if there was a shidchu beforehand, we're not afraid. That's what the second lashon holds. We don't take into account. Doesn't need a get. Doesn't need me or nothing.
The father says, "I."
Rashi, Milsa Ba'bin Avshihu is a statement by itself. Masnila, but loy adirav shmul. Ustama kamer, and he's saying it's stama. But loy shnas shidchu. But loy shnas loy shidchu. That according to the ik of the army, Ula argues in the whole understanding here. He says if a ktan is the scotch shloimeh dasavia, it's a zero. He doesn't say maybe the father agreed.
But what happens if he agrees the wife's bottom line?
I don't know. Tyson argues, Tyson says that Ula would never say about Loishetchu. So he agrees to what you're asking to a certain extent. But Rashi learns that way. What am I supposed to do? You know, Rashi's Rashi. I don't know. The answer is, I don't know. Dr. Gemara writes to Master Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana asked the question. The Kulan, this is talking about the 15 Arayas in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos. That if a person's brother is married to one of his 15 Ervas, his daughter, right, and then his brother died without children, right, there's no mitzvah chalitza or yibum, because she's an Erva. We had that Masechtas Yevamos multiple times. What happens if the relative died? Right. Meaning, right. So let's explain. Reuven married Shimon. I'm sorry. Shimon married Reuven's daughter. Right. And what? Yeah. Reuven and Shimon brothers, and Shimon married Reuven's daughter. And then, if Shimon would die right now, neither the daughter nor the tzara would need chalitza or yibum. Because she's an erva and a tzara's erva, which we learned in Masechtas Yevamos. What happens if the Reuven's daughter died before her husband died? And now Shimon dies, and he's not married to Reuven's daughter anymore, because Reuven's daughter had died before he died. So the halacha is, the tzara is not a tzara's erva. When she falls to yibum, there is no erva. So yibum is allowed. Reuven can be miyabim, his brother's wife. It's not his erva, and it's not even a tzara's erva because the erva had died previously.
I thought she died.
What?
I thought the girl died.
Again, there were two wives. The erva and another wife. That's called the tzara's erva. If the erva predeceased her husband, then at the time of yibum, it's not a tzara's erva. Then or if the erva was divorced prior to the husband's death, or cases the erva did miyun, she walked out of the marriage. It was a rabbinic marriage that she walked out of before her husband died. I mean, Shimon had been married to the erva rabbinically, and then she had walked out of the marriage. So it's not a tzara's erva anymore because she walked out of the marriage. Problem is, how does a daughter ever walk out of a rabbinic marriage? Her father's alive. One of the ervas is bitai. So what is the case that the daughter walks out of the rabbinic marriage? Zakti Gemara, Master Rav Kahana, the Kulam and Meitzu Amino in his Garshu, Aishanim to Islandess, or the Erva was found to be an Islandess, which means it was not a marriage. So they say, Mutaris, the Kachaman, who married this daughter off to Reuven's brother? Elam the Kachavia, did Reuven marry her off to his brother? The Mir Zagila? Get Malia, boy. Elalav, the Kacha Ianavsha. She must have accepted Kedushin by herself. Her father's still alive. She married herself off. K'tani de Boyimir. And it's saying that it's a rabbinic marriage. The raya is, we're talking about a case of her walking out of a marriage. That means we're recognizing it as a marriage. How else do you have a rabbinic marriage? One of the ervas is bitai. And it says in the Mishnah, v'kulan, all 15 ervas have this halacha. And for the Gemara, whom by Sivlavu Mefarakla, he asked the question and he answered it. There is a concept called a Yisayma B'chayav. A Yisayma B'chayav means a girl whose father married her off. Nisuan. Biblically, her husband divorced her. She's still 11. She doesn't have a father in halacha anymore. He has no rights to her. She can have Mian. Her mother or brother can marry her off because her father has no rights anymore. He only gets one marriage. So he's a Yisayma B'chayav. She's an orphan while her father is still alive. Therefore, she can have a rabbinic marriage. So she can do Mian. Therefore, it doesn't prove anything. We wanted to prove that even if the father is alive, she has the power of rabbinic marriage. The answer is no. Rashi. The Kulon. Tetzvav Arayah Shishirinu B'Yivama Shepoitus Shirseyim V'Tzaras Shirseyim Epatas the Tzaras and the Tzara of the Tzara B'Lachalitim Na'ibim V'Yalav L'Mikro Sh'Erev An'Afelis L'Yibim V'Seikarev An Erev that falls to Yibim in front of a relative. The Kulon. About fifth white line. That's why Arias and Shanina be Yavamah Shepoitus Tzarasayim V'Tzaras Tzarasayim. These are the 15 Arias that absolve their Tzara and their Tzara Tzara. V'Nechalitzim and Ayibim. V'Yalav L'Mikra, and we learn that from the Pasuk, Sh'Erev An'Afelis L'Yibim V'Nechariv Sh'Yalav B'Karas. An Erev that falls to a relative that is Karas. Tura cannot have Yibim or Chalitzim, but Teres Tzarasa. Then the Mishnah says, V'kulon ha'arayis imeitzu kaidim shemeis ha'bao, if they predeceased their husband, I mean, o b'bao, or they walked out of the marriage, I nisgarshu, the shemeis of enough la'tar l'fnei ayyab of lo'tar serva ha'isa, by the time the husband died, the other tzara was not a tzara serva, but like pater erva tzareseh, so the erva doesn't pater her, o materis li'ava. Uktani bitai v'aysen tezvav, if one of the 15 is a daughter, she's a Mayan during the lifetime of her uncle, of her father's brother, Shubaila, who's her husband, and then her husband died. We have a girl that's doing Mian while her father's still alive. How can that be? Did the father do the Kedushin? But me and Sagila bit me a question. Well, the Torah gave him a right to marry off his daughter. That's a biblical marriage. Must be the Kitchi. Must be she did it without the knowledge of her father. So the question is not like Ula. And for the Gemara, Maisi is Saiba Bechayav. Her father had married her off once. But it's Armel and his garish, she became widow or divorced. Bekatnusa while she was young. Shari Bechaya Viki Yisayma. She's like Yisayma. The Kivin Shasiya Ein Lavia Rishusma. Once he marries her off, father has no Rishus. Viakin Kitchi is Atzim Lechaya Via. Achia Via. Then she married herself off. The Hani Kedushin boy Mion. By the way, Rashi Shita is a girl can do her own Kedushin like Dush. I remember I said it to my Klinkas. Can a girl do it herself, or does she need a mother or brother? Rashi says, Kitcha Atzma. She married herself off. Right. Shalahai Lilahamkin is Dasavia. She has no reason to ask her father. With me and Sagula, they might take Tana Klumel Madrabanan. The Tikkun, the Suan Liktana, Shein Lav. They are a Mesakin Kedushin for a father. Married to a girl who has no halachic father. Shalahai Ligam Minik Hefker. You don't want people treating a girl like Hefker. Yes.
This is actually a question on one of Rabbi Foreman's footnotes, but what he says is that when a father is not available to birth a minor, the Torah gave rights, etc., gave rights to mother, brother.
No, Torah didn't. Rabbana did.
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. Rabbis gave them rights. So if a father goes on a sea voyage...
No, he's not called not available. Not available means halachically not available.
So someone who has vanished, until luck is fully available.
Yes.
Thank you.
The father of vanished is still in charge. Whether
right.
Dr. Gemara Vayter, Masir Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna asked the question. Ein Meichra L'Kreidim. Talking about a person selling his daughter. Remember, one of the things, one of the mitzvahs, a person who buys an Amavriya is to marry her. Remember way back we talked about Amavriya, a Jewish maidservant, father sells his daughter. We would like the master to marry her. Or, if he can't marry her himself, he should marry her off to his son. If he doesn't have to marry her, but it's a mitzvah for him to marry her. Can one sell his daughter to a relative who can't marry her? Because it's an erva. Can one sell his daughter to somebody who won't be able to marry, to his father, to his son? They won't subsidize Mishnah. Ain't Michael Lekreidim. Shom Rablazer, I remember Michael Lekreidim. That the yield is not a necessity. If it's there, it's there. If it's not there, it's not there. But the Shavin, everybody agrees, Shom Michael Amon Lekreidim Gadol. The father can sell her, even though she's a widow, to a kain gadol who can't marry her because it's a lav, but the kedusha would be valid. That's called, there is a possibility of yid. Not legal, but valid. Krivim, there's no possibility. This, there is a possibility, but it's not legal. That's okay. A father can sell his daughter, who's a widow, to a kain gadol. Or a grusha of a chalutza l'kayin hedjet. Or he can sell a grusha of a chalutza, his daughter is a grusha of a chalutza, he can sell her to a kayin hedjet. Now how in the world is he selling his daughter that's a widow? If he married her off, he's not allowed to sell her anymore. We have a halacha according to one man the Amar, ein adam meicher l'bitai shifchus achar ishus. Once you sold your daughter, ishus achar shifchus. Once you hold your daughter as a maidservant, you no longer can marry her off. We learned that there was a shittas there, the big daiba. So, hi, amana hechidami. What is this amana? Elam in the kachan via our father accepted kedusha. We must be mazmala. Is he allowed to sell her if she gets widowed during erison? Once she was married, even though it was only erison, you can no longer send her sell her for a shivcha. Elalav the kaddish yir nafsha. Must be she did her own kedushin, the kikari la amana. So she's a rabbinic amana, and we're saying that you can sell your daughter who is a rabbinic amana. You didn't marry her off; she married herself off. No validity biblically, but rabbinically it did, and therefore the Bryce is telling me that even though the amana, the kain gadol is not allowed to marry her because she's a rabbinic amana, the sale is valid. The sale is okay. But that, what?
How that marries anything? She married herself to
the rabbinic. That's what we're proving, not like Hula. So we see that Exada didn't accept her own kedushin. It's rabbinic. Hula said it's zero. If it's zero, then the only way she can marry herself off, remember, the father's alive. Not only is the father alive, he still has rights. He's selling her. So you can't say she's the Yisayim of Chayav, because if she's the Yisayim of Chayav, he can't sell her. But if she's not any Yisayim of Chayav, the father is selling her. And he's selling her after she's a widow. Now, if he married her off and the chassan died during Erison, the father still has control, but he's not allowed to sell her. We learn that from a pasuk. Ain of the Meichra is Mito the Shifchus Acharishus. We had that back in Kedushin, that the big daiba, that once you married her off, no more selling her. You have rights. You get her earnings. You can still marry her off again, but you can't sell her as a Shifcha. So how are you selling her here as a Shifcha? Must be she married herself off. That means you never sold her. Since you never sold her, you never married her off. So you have the right to sell her. But the problem is, she's not an amana. According to Ula, she's a zero.
We got a lot of Miriam in my
No, but she's not a psula. It's valid, It's illegal, but it's valid. Answer the Gemara. Amar of Amram, Amar of Yitzchak, Hacha b'kedusha yiyud, v'aliba d'Rav Yaisi Rav Yehuda, d'Amar Mos v'shayin eslav l'kedusha ninu. And this brings us back to learning Daf Yutes. If you remember, back on Daf Yutes, Amar Aleph, in Kedushin, there was a machloikas, how yiyud works. Is it that the original money you give the father serves as the money of the marriage whenever the master decides to exercise his right of marriage? Or is it the fact that she's working for him, he's being mekadesh her with the fact that he's not making her work for her anymore? Who is he doing the kedushin to? Is it an agreement with the father? Way back. Guy buys no relative. A guy buys an amavriya. She's six. She's going to be his amavriya for 6 years. 3 years later, he decides, I'm marrying her. He doesn't need kedushin anymore. Where was the marriage? What made the marriage?
That's yud.
Yud. Yud means when the master exercises his right to marry her. What made the marriage? Bamad Yama holds, the original money given to the father, built in, was a right to use that money as marriage money. The other Bamad Yama says, no. What makes the marriage is the fact that she's supposed to work for him for another 3 years, and by marrying her, she doesn't have to work for him anymore. She's not a shifcha. So he's doing marriage to her. That means the Torah allowed her to accept kedusha yiyun. It's between him and her, biblically. This is a biblical kedushin that the Torah allowed the master to do with his shifcha without needing her das. I mean, without needing her, exactly. So let me just finish this because it's very. So therefore, according to that Mandi Amar, you can have a girl who marries herself off biblically through Yiyud. Because she's not doing, the marriage is a Torah prescribed halacha that a master can marry his amavriya using the money that she owes him, so to speak, by having to work for him. And therefore, it's nothing to do with the father. He never married her off. He sold her. Now, this guy is marrying her using that right as a master. But it has nothing to do with the father. It's between him and the girl, even though she's a ktana. So there is a case where a ktana can do a marriage.
Is that only according to the opinion about the work thing?
Only according to the opinion that says that the kedushin happens between him and her, not with the father's original. Yes?
Just that Rashi, the first Rashi, said, why does that say ketan in the first edition of the Mishnah? Because we frown on
ketan. That doesn't mean it doesn't work.
Right. I know. Yes.
Yeah, but the Torah allows you. The Torah does not frown on you.
Right.
I don't have it to mitzvah.
So what happens here? This vow or husband dies? She goes back to her father and sold again?
No, he divorced her, or she dies.
So now the father sells it to the coin level?
He could, because this money Amra holds, you can sell your daughter to Shifchus Acher Shifchus. Remember, there was a Machloek Yisanoim back in Yud Chesem at Beis. Rashi. Hey, Mike, we're going to beat on the bottom of the Beis. Shalem Kedushim was a being a real year, she has to be a fit for year. Mike, the Kraven can beat him before he come, a beat to the Amma, Pamma, Shalem, and Mishai, Sala, Amos. Sometimes she's only sold as an Amma. The seven Shemaych Rabbanu Hayu Yeshla Ba Kedushin. Abri Shein Ba Vera, the Kedushin types in Bechai V'Lav, and Kedushin is types in Bechai V'Lav. Elam B'ni Kitchavi Elois, the Shinnis Alma Hemenu Lufnei Mechir Rezu, did he marry her off? So how'd that be? And for the Gemara, B'Kedusha Yiyud. Shinnis Alma, B'Kedusha Yiyud. V'im Taim Alei Adei of Yo Ba'ala, didn't the father marry her off through Yiyud? V'Havali Meichel Yishus, the Shuvay Namechel Yishevchus, Hamas Nisan Alibad Rav Yaisi. It's not the original money. The yid worked because she doesn't have to work for him anymore. Not through the father. So he's not selling her after he married her off. He never married her off. She married herself off because the Torah allowed the master to exercise that right. Everybody should have a wonderful summer. So the case does a girl that marries her off, Shloila Dasavia is zero. Like Ula said. I didn't hear it. Mashmah, something happened. Yud happened. Yud is a special halacha that a master can marry. Everybody have a wonderful summer. Opening day is Dalet El. I don't know if I'll be here. If not, Rabbi Karr will be here. Dalet El, Monday, Dalet El.
Who's throwing up the first pitch?